Om Agyanate Marandasya Garanjana Salakaya Chaksho Unmilitamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Bhangam Bhangayate Garim Yakripa Tamaham Bhande Shri Gurandina Taramam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vidanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavari Pastuchade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are taking part in this fire sacrifice in order to perform initiation for first initiation for Bhakti Nudi.
我们大家参加这个活祭是为了就是等于是参加给 Bhakti Nudi 的第一次的启迪.
The sacrifice is meant also to invoke auspiciousness.
这个活祭呢也是为了能够
And it also establishes the presence of the Lord in the form of the sacrificial fire.
而且呢，也建立就是说至尊主以这个祭祀的火的形式存在这样的形式。Therefore,
it makes the occasion very complete.
这样的话呢，就使得整个这个事件变得非常的圆满。
When this initiation ceremony is performed in the presence of the deities,
当我们在神像面前举行这个活祭,
in the presence of devotees, Vaishnavas,
在Vaishnava奉献者面前,
in the presence of the sacrificial fire,
在这个火祭祀的面前,
and in this particular case also in the presence of the spiritual master,
尤其呢是在灵性导师面前,
Today is a day that Bhakti Judy will be accepting her initiation vows.
今天呢是 Bhakti Judy 要接受她的启迪的这个誓言，要发誓的日子。
To be able to take these vows requires a certain level of faith.
那么要能够遵守这个誓言，需要有一定程度的信心。
Because they're not small vows.
因为这不是一个小的誓言。
One has to be prepared to take vows to be exemplary by following the regulative principles of human life.
人必须呢，就是要发誓啊，就是以身作则的遵守这个誓言。
And also to take vows of chanting a minimum of 16 rounds every day for the rest of one's life.
而且呢，要在剩下的日子里面一生毕生都。 发誓要吟诵多少圈的 mantra.
Therefore, it's understood that the candidate for initiation has already seriously taken these vows into consideration before the actual initiation vows are taken.
因此呢，实际上就是说，已经考虑到，就是这个候选人他在做的这个火祭面前之前，在接受启迪之前，他已经很认真的考虑过了，他准备好了要去遵守这些誓言。
And to be able to do that, there has to be a certain level of faith that one will be able to continue to do that.
为使自己能够一直不断的遵守这个誓言，实际上是需要一定程度的信心的，因为这个信心会使人能够这一生始终能够遵守这个誓言。
It doesn't mean simply faith in oneself.
What?
It doesn't mean that we have faith in ourselves.
这个信心并不是说对我们自己有信心。
We have to have faith in the holy name.
不仅仅是这样子，我们实际上对圣灵要有信心。
We have to have faith in the person who has given the holy name.
我们也要对那个给予你圣灵的那个人要有信心。
We have to have faith in the instructions of the spiritual master.
而且呢，我们要对那个给你训示的灵性导师要有信心。
We have to be able to have faith in Krishna.
我们要对 Krishna 有信心。
Who is not different from his holy name.
而 Krishna 呢，他跟他的圣名是没有区别的。
So therefore, we're not simply testing whether one has faith in their own abilities to keep those vows.
所以呢，我们并不是只是在检测一个人是不是能够去 一直的履行他的诺言, 那个能力,
because it's not based on our own abilities alone.
因为实际上要能够终生的遵守这个誓言, 不是只依靠自己的能力的。
This is a very important principle of spiritual life.
这是灵性生活的非常重要的原则。
It's a very important principle of bhakti yoga.
这个也是奉爱瑜伽非常重要的原则。
Bhakti is the yoga of devotion.
Bhakti 是就是 瑜伽就是奉爱瑜伽 Bhakti Yoga.
Where one gets help from within.
我们呢从内在得到帮助。
When one depends upon the Lord and depends upon the Holy Name.
那个人呢他依靠至尊主依靠圣灵。
The devotee never thinks he makes advancement by his own endeavor.
奉献者从来都不会认为自己是通过自己的努力取得进步的。
Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Yogi Nama Pisavi Shadman Kintanataratmana Sharavam Bhajate Yomam Sami Yupitamomataha. Of all yogis, he who abides in me in great faith, worshipping me in devotional service.
Krishna 在国家梵歌里说了, 在所有的瑜伽师当中，那个就是对我充满了信心，而且呢是怀着奉爱之情为我做奉爱服务的人。
Is most intimately united with me in yoga.
是通过瑜伽跟我有最紧密连接的人。
And is the highest of all.
而且呢是最高级的瑜伽师。
This is the understanding of bhakti yoga.
这个呢是对奉爱瑜伽的理解。
Which is that it's not by our own strength that we advance.
意思就是说我们并不是靠自己的能力自己的力量取得灵性进步的。
We get our strength from the Lord and from the Holy Name of the Lord and from the Vaishnavas.
我们是通过至尊主至尊主的圣灵以及所有的Vaishnava奉献者我们通过他们的帮助。
To the degree that we depend upon them and have faith in them, we get more strength.
所以到了这样的一种理解，就是说我们完全的依靠他们，对他们有信心。 我们对他们越有信心，我们就会得到越多的力量。能不能把这开小一点？声音太大。What
is happening? Just
make noise.
Just like there is one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
就像在永恒的《采檀雅经》当中有一节诗说,
path is very difficult. Verse explains, states that the path is very difficult.
那节诗解释就是说前进的路途是充满了困难。
And I am blind.
I
am blind.
我呢是盲就是瞎子。
Just like we say every day, Om Ajnanate Narandasya Gnanjana Salakaya.
就像我们每天都说 Om Ajnanate Narandasya Gnanjana
Salakaya. We offer our basis to the spiritual master who opens our blind eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
我向我的灵性导师顶礼，他用知识的火炬照亮我眼前的一切，起亮我的眼睛。
So the path is difficult, I am blind, and my feet are slipping again and again.
好，那么 前进的路途是充满了困难，我呢是瞎子，而我的脚是一直不断的在打滑在地上。And
therefore I pray to the saints.
因此呢，我向圣洁之人祈祷。To
give me their stick of mercy.
把他们的仁慈的拐杖给予我。For
my support.
给予我支持，支撑我。If
we're walking on a difficult, slippery path.
那么呢，我们是如果走在就是路滑的、充满了困难的路途上，
and if we're continuously slipping down,
如果我们一直不断的在下滑，
then we have to take help from a stick.
那这个时候我们必须要有一个棍杖、拐杖能够抓住。
Anybody who's done any mountain climbing knows that stick is always helpful to point up a difficult path.
那么爬山的人都知道那个。 棍杖是能够帮助我们，就是撑住，不要继续往下滑的。
Similarly, in spiritual life, we take help from the spiritual master, from the Holy Name, and from Vaishnavas.
同样的，我们在灵性的生活当中呢，我们呢托庇于这个灵性导师、圣灵，还有Vaishnava的帮助。
And from the Supreme Lord.
而且呢。 凭借这个至尊主的帮助。
Who states in Bhagavad Gita?
他在至尊主在《博迦梵歌》当中说。
Those who are always endeavoring.
那些一直不断的就是在努力的
人。Worship me and depending upon me thinking of my transcendental form.
啊，一直不断的崇拜我，完全的依靠我，一直想着我超然的形象的人。
And whatever they have, I preserve for them.
啊，那么这样的人，无论他们拥有什么，我就会替他们保留。
And anything that they lack, I carry for them.
啊，他们缺少什么，我就会给他们补充什么。
So we should think that way, that we are lacking.
所以我们应该这么想，我们始终是缺乏的。
We don't have strength alone.
我们自己没有力量。
We get our strength by depending upon those who have strength.
我们是依靠那些有力量的人来得到力量。
And Lord Balaram is the source of spiritual strength.
那主巴拉拉姆就是所有的力量的源泉。
And spiritual master is representative of Lord Balaram.
灵性导师们呢是巴拉拉姆的代表。
Just like it's described.In Chaitanya Bhagavat,
就像在 Chaitanya Bhagavat 当中解释说
，That Lord Balaram is Ananta Shesh.
主巴拉拉姆是 Ananta Shesh.
He is holding unlimited universes on his hoods.
他在他的那个蛇的那个多头蛇那个形象上，就是顶着无数的宇宙。
We call it gravity.
啊，我们把它这个称为力量，不是就是。重心引力是不是？对，地心引力。
But Balaram is holding all of these universes on his Ananta, as Ananta Shesh is holding all of these universes on his hoods, so they don't fall.
那么但是呢，主 Balaram 以他的 Ananta Shesh 的形象，就是那个多头蛇的形象，大家看到了，把所有的这些个宇宙顶在他的那些个头上，让这些宇宙不掉下来。
But he's not standing on anything.
但是实际上他自己并没有站在什么上面。
Can you imagine that?
大家可以想象一下你自己站在空中。
Can you imagine holding so much weight on your shoulders, but you don't stand on anything?
好，大家可以想象一下吗？你自己肩上背负了那么多的重担，但是你自己脚下什么都没踩着。
That is spiritual strength.
这个就是灵性的力量。
Ananta Shesha is the source of spiritual strength.
Ananta Shesha 它是灵性力量的源泉。
So we pray to him.
所以我们向他祈祷。
And we pray to the Lord. And by chanting the holy names of the Lord for that strength.
啊，我们呢通过吟诵吟唱神的圣名向至尊主祈祷，希望他赐予我们那样的灵性力量。
An advancement of spiritual life simply means advancement of faith.
啊，而这个在灵性生活当中的进步，实际上就是你的信心的不断的增强。
In the beginning, our faith is weak.
在一开始的时候，我们的信心是非常的弱的。
Sometimes we may say, I don't know if I can chant Hare Krishna every day.
啊，有的时候我们会说，我不知道哎，我能不能每天吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna?
Or why am I chanting Hare Krishna?
或者说我为什么要这个吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna?
I could be doing something else much more important.
我也许可以做一些更重要的。更比这更重要的事情。
How do I know Krishna is God?
我怎么知道 Krishna 是神呢？
How do I know the Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna?
我怎么知道这个博迦梵歌是由 Krishna 说的？
How do I know it simply wasn't a book written with somebody with a big imagination?
我怎么知道这个书不是某个人就是完全想象然后写出来的书呢？
All these doubts may enter into the mind.
所有这些个疑问都会进入我们的脑海内心。
In the beginning, faith is not very strong.
所以说，在一开始，我们的信心并不是很强。
Therefore, advancement in spiritual life means advancement of faith.
因此呢，在这个灵性的生活当中取得进步，意味着我们的信心不断的增强。
Once faith gets strengthened by surrender.
那这个信心的那个力量是借由皈依投靠而来的。
Not surrender to ourselves, but by surrendering to Krishna.
不是说是投靠我们自己，依靠我们自己，而是投靠皈依 Krishna.
We begin to experience internally within ourselves, within our heart.
因这样做了以后，我们就开始在我们的内心深处真正开始有了感受。
How Krishna is protecting us.
啊，感受到 Krishna 在保护我们。
Krishna is watching over us.
Krishna 一直在观看着我们，在观察着我们。
Krishna is helping us.
Krishna 一直在帮助我们。
But if we don't surrender, then we'll never see that.
但是如果我们不把自己交给他的话，我们永远都看不到这一点。
We'll always think Where is this Krishna?
我们就一直不断地会想，那 Krishna 到底在哪儿啊？
Because Krishna gives us choice.
因为 Krishna 他给我们选择。
Everyone has choice.
每个人都有选择的权利。
We can either surrender to him or we can surrender to his illusory energy.
我们要么就是选择投靠服从他，要么就选择就是投降这个物质世界，这个错觉幻象的世界。
If we want to forget Krishna, Krishna will help us to forget.
如果我们想要忘记 Krishna 的话， Krishna 就会帮助我们忘记他。
And therefore, he's created all of this illusory energy as a facility for us to forget.
正因为如此，他才创造了这个幻象的世界，其实就是为了给我们提供方便，让我们能够忘掉它。
So if we surrender to the illusory energy, we won't see Krishna.
所以，如果我们去就是听从错觉能量的话，我们就不会看到 Krishna.
Krishna will remain covered.
Krishna 就会始终保持着不展示的一个状态，被遮住的状态。
Because he's in our hearts.
因为他本身就在我们心中。
He knows our desire.
他知道我们心里想什么。
He knows we want to forget him.
他知道我们想要忘了他。
So he gives us all facility. Okay, you can forget.
所以他就会提供各种各样的便利条件。OK, 你忘了我。
He doesn't want us to forget.
当然了，他并不想让我们忘记他。
But he's given us choice.
但是他给了我们那个自由选择的权利。
Because by choice we can love.
因为我们可以选择爱。
If there's no choice, there's no love.
如果没有选择的话，哪里有真正的爱呢？
Somebody puts a gun to your head and says, "Love me."
如果有人拿着一把枪放在你脑袋上说爱我，那是真爱。
Is that love?
但是真爱吗？是爱吗？
Can you call that love?
你能把那个东西称为爱吗？
So Krishna gives us choice.
所以 Krishna 给我们选择的权利。
So we can either choose to take shelter of him and remember him, or we can choose to take shelter of illusion and forget him.
所以呢，我们可以选择就是去爱他，去记住他，也可以选择说听从错觉能量的，然后忘记他。
So this process of initiation is a form of surrender.
所以呢，这个启迪的这样的整个一个形式。一个程序是一个皈依投靠的一个过程。
In the presence of the deity, the spiritual master, sacrificial fire, and Vaishnavas, the devotee is making vows.
就在这个火，在灵性导师，在神像，在 Vaishnava 奉献者面前，那个被启迪的奉献者就是发誓。
I'm going to surrender and make this commitment that I will chant Hare Krishna for the rest of my life.
那我呢，就是要现在开始，就是把我自己交出来，然后呢，我毕生就要一直不断的吟诵吟唱神的圣名。
And I will follow the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness.
我要遵守培养 Krishna 意识当中该遵守的那些规范守则。
Therefore, this requires some faith.
所以这个是需要一些信心的。
And in recognition of that faith, the devotee is given the opportunity to make these vows, and then one receives initiation.
那个就是承认认清那个信心的话，就是这个奉献者要被启迪的奉献者，等于就给他这个机会，给他启迪，让他发誓。
Faith is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
在永恒的柴塔亚经当中，就是描述信心说。
Shraddha Shabdi Vishwas Kahi Sujida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Nishkama Krishna Bhakti Kali Sava Kama Krita Haya. That Shraddha is firm, confident faith.
这个 Shraddha 就是坚定的这个信心。
That simply by chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in devotional service.
仅仅通过吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 以及做奉爱服务。
All one's subsidiary act duties can be fulfilled.
那个人他其他的所有那些附属的所谓的责任其实都可以被实现完成。
This is Shraddha, faith.
这个就是信心。
One actually has to have that conviction.
人必须要有那样的就是相信 OK, 这是事实。
That most important duty is to chant Hare Krishna.
而我最重要的责任就是要吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra.
And by having that conviction and everything else, all other duties,can be fulfilled.
你通过有这样坚定的信心的话，而且这么去做的话，你 接下来的其他的责任其实都可以完成。
But if we try to fulfill all our other duties separate from chanting Hare Krishna,
但是如果我们试图就是在没有吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的情况下去实现你所有的其他的责任的话
，we may get the fulfillment of those duties.
那么我们也许就是完成了那些个职责责任。
But we won't get Krishna.
但是呢，我们就不会得到 Krishna.
Which is most valuable.
而这个
goal to achieve.
而 Krishna 是最珍贵的，我们要得到的那个目标。
When one has Krishna, one automatically has everything.
当人有了 Krishna 的话，他自然而然就什么都有了。
One doesn't have to make any separate effort.
他根本就不需要再做一些个额外的一些个努力。
Just like if you water the root of the tree, you don't have to water the leaves, you don't have to water the branches.
就像你给树根浇水的话，你就不需要再给那个树的枝枝叶叶再去浇水了。
Simply going one place to the root, all the branches and the tree and the leaves and twigs, they're all nourished.
你只要把往那个树根上浇水的话，那么所有的枝枝叶叶都自然的得到了滋养。
Similarly, if we serve Krishna, then all our other duties can be fulfilled.
同样的道理，我们只要为 Krishna 做服务，我们其他的所有的责任都会。自动得到完成。
Doesn't mean we renounce them, we give them up.
这并不意味着说我们就是要停止履行我们现在有的那些个职责。
We're not recommending false renunciation.
我们可不推荐大家做这种虚假的弃绝。
Sometimes people think they can falsely renounce, but without surrendering to Krishna.
有的时候人们就以为不在不皈依投靠 Krishna 的情况下就可以做到这种假的弃绝。
But then they're always in anxiety.
但是呢，这样的人始终处在焦虑当中。
How will I eat?
啊，我该吃怎么吃啊
？How will I live?
啊，我住我怎么解决
？How will I maintain myself?
我怎么才能够维持我的生计啊？等等。
How will I satisfy my family?
啊，我怎么才能够让我的家人感到满意
？How do I satisfy my friends, society?
啊，我怎么才能够让我的朋友、让我的社会对我感到满意
？Sometimes people try to just renounce, but they don't surrender to Krishna.
啊，有的人就是好像要弃绝，但是他们根本就不投靠皈依 Krishna。
And they're always in anxiety.
那这样的人他到时候就会一直不断地处在焦虑当中。
What are going to be the consequences of renunciation?
他们经常就会焦虑说我这样的一种弃绝那个结果究竟是什么。
So we're not recommending that one simply renounces.
所以呢我们并不推荐大家就是做这样的一种弃绝。
Prabhupada used to give the example that if you have so many zeros, they equal zero.
啊，帕帕德经常就举这个例子说你有那么多的那个零最后它还是零。
And, but if you put a one before all the zeros, every zero becomes meaningful.
但是呢，如果你把一个一放在所有的零面前，那些个零就马上充满了意义。
You have one zero, it's zero.
你如果有一个零，就是还是零。
You have five zeros, it's zero.
有五个零还是零。
You have a hundred zeros, it's zero.
你有一百个零还是零。
But you put one in front of the zero, and every zero becomes significant.
但是如果你把那个一放在那些个零的面前的话，那么每一个零就都充满了意义了。
Ten, you have a hundred, you have a thousand, 10,000, 100,000.
然后你就有了十，有了一百，有了一千，有了一万，然后有了十万等等的，就够了。
The more zeros you have, the more significant they become.
啊，那个你有那个时候，当有了 Krishna 的时候，你有的零越多。那么就它越重要
but without one,
但是没有那个一
they're all zero.
所有那些零它就只不过是零而已
so what is the one?
那那个一是什么呢
the one is that we add Krishna
那个一就是我们 Krishna
we put Krishna in front of everything
我们把 Krishna 放在所有的一切之前
and then everything else becomes meaningful
啊，那有了这个一 Krishna 所有的一切都变得充满了意义
But without Krishna, so much anxiety.
那没有 Krishna 的话，那就一直不断的就是焦虑啊，不安呢。
Therefore, we have to have this faith.
因此呢，我们必须要有这个信心。
And spiritual life means, as we said, the advancement of faith.
那么，灵性的生活代表着我们信心不断的增强。
So today, Bhakti Judy is.Making this step and by accepting these vows, and she's expressing her faith.
Ah, 那么今天呢 ，Bhakti Judy Judy 呢，她就是通过接受这个启迪来表达她的信心。
Just like there is a story in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
就像在柴坦亚在永恒的柴坦亚经里面有个故事。
A story about Mugari the hunter.
就是讲的那个有一个猎人。
Have you ever heard the story before?
大家听过那个猎人的故事吗？
Mugari was a hunter.
Mugari, 他是一个猎人。
And he used to make earn his livelihood by half killing animals.
那他呢，维持自己生计的手段就是去杀动物。
He would half kill them and watch them die and suffer.
他去猎杀那些动物，他不是马上把他们给杀死，他是给他射了以后，然后就看着他们怎么挣扎，然后到死。
At one time, Narada Muni, who was a great saint,
有一天呢，就是伟大的圣人 Narada Muni.
He was traveling about the universe as he oftentimes does.
他经常呢就是在宇宙各处就是旅行。
And along the path, he saw a bird with an arrow in it, and the bird was half dead, just fluttering.
然后呢，在他旅行的路途上，他突然看到有一只鸟被箭射中了，然后呢，就是处在那种半死而且在挣扎的那种过程当中。
Then he saw a rabbit, and the rabbit was also half dead.
然后呢，他
arrow was in it.
他就再往前走，又看到有一只兔子，也是被箭射中了，也是处在那种半死在挣扎的状态当中。
And he saw a deer.
然后他又再往前走，又看到一头鹿。
Deer was lying on the ground, half dead.
那头鹿也是躺在地上被箭射中的，也是在死亡线上在挣扎。
And in the distance, he saw from behind a tree there was a hunter.
接着呢，他在从远处就看到有一个猎人就藏在树后面。
So when Narada Muni saw the suffering of these animals, he immediately came forward to inquire from the hunter.
当 Narada Muni 看到所有这些动物正在痛苦的就是在死亡线上挣扎的时候，他马上就去找那个猎人。
And by his movements, all the other animals fled away.
那就在他这么样的冲上前去走的那个过程当中，所有的那些个动物全部都逃走。
And the hunter became very disturbed.
然后那个猎人呢就变得特别的就是不高兴。
He said, "You scared away all the animals."
说你把所有的这些动物都吓跑了。
Why did you do that?
为什么你这么做？
Can't you see that what I'm doing? I'm shooting the animals.
你没看到我在做什么吗？我正在打猎这些个动物。
And now I can't finish what I started to do.
现在我就没办法完成我已经开始的那个工作。
Narada Muni approached him.
那然后 Narada Muni 就走近他。
And said, "Why you have killing the animals?"
说你为什么非要杀动物
？Better you kill them completely.
那你在杀动物的时候，你最好就是一下子把他们就杀死。
But half killing them, you're causing them so much suffering.
所以你这个把他们杀得半死不活那个状态，让他们感受到那么多的痛苦。
He said, "This is what I've learned from my childhood."
那个猎人就说，这个是我小时候就学的，就是这么做。
My father has taught me this is how I should hunt.
我爸就告诉我说，我应该这样打猎。
He said, "But don't you know that by all the suffering that you're causing to these creatures by half killing them in this way?" You'll have to experience the same suffering yourself in the future.
那个拿着东西就说，你知道不知道？你通过这样就是把他们打得半死，然后让他们挣扎到死，他们所承受的所有的那些个痛苦，你今后就都要承受那些痛苦。
He said, "I've come to beg one thing from you, my hunter, dear hunter."
他说，亲爱的猎人呐，我来找你，我向你祈求，你把那个整个关掉。
Mugari said, "What would you like? A deer skin?"
他说你
Mugari said, "What would you're begging for me? What would you like? A deer skin?"
那个猎人就说，那你来向我祈求，那你想要得到什么
？I can give you any.
Deer
skin.
Okay. 他说你想要什么？你要那个鹿皮吗？
I can give you any animal skin you want.
我可以就是给你就是任何一种你想要的动物的皮。
Narada Muni said, "I haven't come to beg any animal skin from you."
那个 Narada Muni 说，我向你来祈求，不是来求你给我任何动物的皮。
He said, "I've only come with one request that I ask for you."
我只对你有一个请求。
I beg you, please give up this animal killing.
我祈求你。放弃，停止继续杀动物。
That is my begging to you.
这个是我向你祈求的内容。
Yes, and he began to explain all about the laws of karma.
啊，然后他就解释所有的那个业报定律。
And by describing all the consequences that would happen by half killing and causing so much pain, Magari became very concerned.
那通过拿耳的穆尼啊，就给这个猎人解释他这样把动物就是杀到半死的这个状态，让他们挣扎致死，然后承受所有那些痛苦，最后他自己会得到什么样的业报？那个猎人就变得就很害怕。
He said, how will I earn my livelihood if I cannot kill animals in the way that I've done?
然后呢，他就问说，那如果我放弃就是打猎为生的话，那我怎么才能够谋生呢
？How will I become free from all the reactions of?That I've received from causing so much suffering to others.
那从现在开始，我怎么才能够去除，就是我前面做的那些那么重的那些个杀生的这些东西，的那个恶报呢
？Please instruct me.
啊，请你给我指示。
So Magari became very concerned after Narada Muni made him aware of how much suffering he was going to have to experience by causing so much suffering to the animals.
啊，就是蒙嘎尔那个猎人，他因为听了拿尔德穆尼给他讲的，就是他让动物就是打得半死，最后挣扎致死，承受那么多的痛苦，他今后要承受的那些痛苦，以后他就开始担心了。
So Narada Muni told him, he said, in order to become free from the reactions, first thing you have to do is you have to break your bow.
那个男儿的目的就跟他说，你为了能够去除你所有的这些恶报，首先第一件要做的事情，你应该把你的那个弓箭给它折断。
And then I will instruct you what to do afterwards.
然后我才要告诉你你该做什么。
So Magari had some faith by his association with Narada.
那个 Magari 呢，他因为跟拿耳的穆尼这位圣人这样的交往，他已经对这位圣人产生了信心了。
He still had a little doubt.
但他还是有一些个怀疑。
This bow is how I earn my livelihood.
说这个弓是我的这个维生的工具啊。
I've lived with this bow my whole life.
我已经扛着这个弓我一生了。
How will I live?
那如果我把它折断了，我该怎么样维生呢
？Nonetheless, Narada Muni said, "I will instruct you how you will live, but first break your bow."
然后 Narada Muni 就说了，我会告诉你你到时候该怎么谋生，但是首先你得把这个弓给它折断。
So Magari took his bow and he broke it.
然后 Magari 呢，他就拿起弓就把它给折断。
Prabhupada said in the purport to that verse.
啪啪的在这一节诗当中呢，在他的要旨。评注当中就说
，This is initiation.
这个就是启迪。
One has to have this faith.
人必须要有这个信心。
He has to break his connection with the bodily concept of life.
你必须要就是打断你的那种跟躯体认同的那个概念。
Doesn't mean he gives up work.
这并不是说你必须要停止你工作。
Everyone must work.
每个人都必须要工作。
But he knows that ultimately the fruits of his work are meant to be offered to Krishna.
但是呢，他应该知道，他最后工作的成果应该是献给 Krishna.
And how will I offer the fruits of the work to Krishna? And how will I remember him if I don't chant Hare Krishna?
如果我不吟诵、吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的话，我怎么能够把我工作的成果献给 Krishna? 我怎么能够铭记住 Krishna 呢？
That chanting of Hare Krishna is the one that, added to everything else, gives meaning to everything else.
这个吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 实际上是你做了这个以后，所有的一切都有了意义了。
It just so happened that Magari, when he broke his bow, then he received instruction from Narada Muni.
那事实是什么呢？当 Magari 他折断他的弓的时候，他就开始就是得到了这个 Narada Muni 给他的训示。
And then Narada Muni instructed him to chant Hare Krishna.
然后 Narada Muni 教导什么呢？吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
He said, "Now you stay in this place and you chant Hare Krishna."
说你从现在开始你就待在这个地方，然后就一直不断的吟诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
And when everyone saw the great transformation that took place in Magari the hunter.
啊，那当所有周围的人就看到那个蒙嘎尔这个猎人，他产生了这么大的变化以后
By his association with Narada Muni, they also their faith increased.
那他们呢，也就开始对拿尔德穆尼有了更多的信心了。
This is faith.
这个就是信心。
Magari the Hancha, although previously he lived by half-killing animals.
啊，这个Magari这个猎人，尽管他以前的谋生方式是把这个动物打得半死。
One time later, Narada Muni came with Parvati Muni to show him Magari.
那有一次呢，那个拿尔德穆尼和那个Parvati Muni，又来了，再次来看这个猎人。And
Magari, when he saw Narada Muni, he immediately wanted to get down on the ground and offer full dandavats.
那这位以前的猎人蒙嘎尔，当他看到拿尔穆尼他们以后，他马上就想要向他们就是顶礼，就是扑倒在地的那种丹德瓦。But
he couldn't get down.
但是呢，他没办法做。
First, he took his cloth and he was wiping on the road.
那他呢是先就是把他的这个披肩的这个上布拿下来，然后先打扫那个整个前面的这个路。
Parvati Muni asked, "What is he doing?"
那个穆尼就问他说，他在做什么？
He said, "Oh, this is Magari the hunter."
那个拿着穆尼就说啊，这个是那个以前的那个猎人蒙嘎尔。
Previously, he was a hunter.
他以前是个猎人。
And he used to live by half killing animals.
他以前的生活方式就是把动物打得半死，然后让他们死。
But now he's wiping away the ants.
但是呢，他现在在做什么？他现在在把那个蚂蚁路上的蚂蚁先给。
He doesn't want to bow down on the ground and at the risk of possibly crushing an ant.
他不希望就是在他整个在顶礼的过程当中压死蚂蚁。
So he's taking his cloth and he's wiping all the ants away before he gets down and offers his obeisances.
所以呢，他是在他顶礼之前，先用他的那个肩上的那块布，先把所有的蚂蚁先扫到两边，这样的话，他才能够顶礼。
And Parvati Muni could immediately understand that this is result of association with Vaishnava.
所以这Parvati Muni呢，他通过这个猎人这个行为，马上就能够明白，这个是跟圣洁之人联谊以后的结果。
One becomes a devotee of the Lord, he does not even want to cause harm to an ant.
当一个人成为至尊主的奉献者以后，他连蚂蚁都不愿意伤害。
So this is a story that helps us to understand a little bit about association and faith.
这个呢，就是让我们能够帮助我们了解有关联谊、有关信心的一个故事。And
the faith that is required to make a vow to chant 16 rounds.
那这个信心呢，就是需要我们最后要发誓每一天吟诵16圈的 Hare Krishna mantra.
And the more we surrender with faith, the more strength we get.
那么我们越是能够就是让自己那个。 信心增强的话，我们就的那个灵性的力量就会越强。So
this is Shraddha, faith.
所以这个就是Shraddha，信心。And
this is required for spiritual life.
而这个呢，是灵性生活所必须的。And
by this surrender, Krishna will help from within and give one more strength, so that one will be able to continue to cross along the path.
通过我们这样的一种投靠皈依， Krishna 就会在内在。 帮助我们，让我们能够在这个充满了困难的路途上不断的前进。Our
faith will be tested.
我们的信心会一直受到考验。It's
not that surrendering once and then everything is over.
并不是说我投靠一次，然后所有的一切全都结束了。Surrender
is an ongoing process.
实际上，这种投靠皈依是一种连续不断的过程。
But this is a very major step in the process of surrender.
但是呢，这个起立仪式是在整个投靠皈依的过程当中的一个非常重要的一步。And
then, therefore, all of you should give your blessings to Bhakti Judy today, who will be taking her vows.
所以呢，所有在座的各位应该祝福这个 Bhakti Judy 啊，让她能够一直不断的遵守她的诺言。And
you should help her in Krishna consciousness.
而且大家呢都应该帮助他培养Krishna意识，
so that she can keep her vows and practice Krishna consciousness for the rest of her life.
这样的话呢，让他可以能够遵守他的诺言，然后呢，在余下的一生当中，始终不停的增强培养他的Krishna意识。
So that is a little bit about initiation.
这个就是有关启迪的一点点的知识，啊，还有有关信心的知识。
So now, You have neck beads are on? Yes. Okay. So now you can, well, we have to make room. She has to be able to come here and get her beads. How are we going to do this? I'll sit over here. Oh, okay. So, so now Bhakti and Judy will take her vows. She'll offer your obeisances.
Namaum Vishnu Pataye Krishna Prastaptale Shrimate Ranjana Swami Niti Kamine Namaum Vishnu Pataye Krishna Prastaptale Shrimate Patitanta Swami Niti Kamine Namaste Stavu Sate Begolumai Puchanine Nimese Shashramati Pachatate Sakamine.
So what vows are you taking today?
Every day chant 16 rounds and beat.
Minimum.
At least, 至少.
You could chant more.
你可以如果有的话的时间呢，你可以多念.
If you want to.
如果你想要，你多念.
But minimum 16.
但至少十六圈.
And then what else?
就是做好。 做好啊，不吃鱼肉干这些。
No meat, fish and eggs.
对。 What?
No meat, fish and eggs.
不赌博。
Oh no. No gambling.
没有非法性行为。
No illicit sex.
就是。
Start over again. Maybe you remember.
从来一点这样可以记住。就是非暴力，没有非法性行为。OK.
No violence. 不是。
Something wrong? Mercy. So, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara today, I'm accepting you as my initiated disciple.
那么就是代表这个圣啪啪的，还有整个的师路传承，我呢就是接受你为我的门徒。
Today on, we're giving you a spiritual name that helps you remember.
今天呢，我就会给你这个灵性的名字，帮助你能够记住。
It is a name of a very dear devotee of Krishna.
那这个名字呢，是 Krishna 的一个非常爱、真爱的一个奉献者的名字。
And I don't think I'll have to tell you who this devotee is.
我想我不需要告诉你这个奉献者是谁。
I think you will know.
我想你已经知道这个奉献者是谁，最爱的奉献者。
And everybody else will know the devotee.
大家也都知道是奉献者。
Your name is Jai Radhika Dasi.
你的名字叫 Jai Radhika Dasi.